Good morning. Welcome to the Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, and Durango Rocks tickets are on sale. Go to durangobusiness.org for that. That's coming up on the 16th of January, an event for the community, about the community, and we have all of our of the year awards that we give out. And on the 15th, we have a real social media event. We have Nancy Brockman. How are you?
Hi, Jack. I'm very good.
Yeah, are you?
Yeah.
Well, thank you for being here.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, it is that too, huh? It's 2020. We're off and running.
And that's why we're doing this.
That's why you're doing this. And this is out of the Idea Bar.
Yes.
So
yes.
Tell me about this.
From Tamara Communications is the Idea Bar, but. So it is the year 2020, which is, everyone knows, is kind of a hindsight year.
Yeah.
And I've been doing a lot of studying on the effects of artificial intelligence on our subconscious minds, mostly because I'm in advertising and I know that we use this to sell product. But I've also noticed a polarization of our society, people who are kind of self-loathing, you know, our attention addiction, not only to our screens, but the addiction to the attention we get when we post things, or maybe the addiction that when we don't and the feeling of that. And so we, back in July, we did that No Smartphones for Dummies event at the Chamber, which was awesome. And it was nice of the Chamber to take that risk, where people had to check their phones and whatnot. And we had a kind of a device-free period of time, which made some people really uncomfortable, which other people had sort of aha moments.
A lot of people had aha moments.
Yeah,
and we asked questions, and they couldn't look it up on their phone.
Right. And the reason none of you know about it is because we wouldn't allow any photos at the event, and we didn't really post anything. We just created a white paper about it. We really tried to not open Pandora's box there.
Sure.
You know? But it taught me a lot, and I think it taught you a lot, and the people there, and we realized this is a conversation that needs to happen, a real conversation. So we created this, a real social event. There, the run of show, if you will, is that it's at the Henry Strader Theater on Wednesday, the 15th of January, start off the year, from 5 to 8. In true Durango fashion, there'll be a cash bar, and there'll be appetizers. It's $30. Jack Turner is our MC to keep us on track.
Right.
And I'm speaking. My title of my talk is "It's Time to Reverse Idiot Ourselves Before It's Too Late."
Okay.
Another guest here today on the show is Sue Dreamweaver Spielman, and her talk is "Could Nature Be Our Next Technology Disruptor?" And I'll let her get into that in a second. Mm-hmm. And then our third speaker is Jill Demers Garland, who used to live in Durango, by the way. She lives in Montana now, and she was a professor at University of Montana. And she's speaking at "The Child's Mind at Risk: Futures Leaders in an AI World," because she has three kids and she's watching what's going on with AI and her kids. And one of them is autistic. She has a couple forms on social media. I mean, this is not to be against technology. No. This is to create awareness and whatnot.
Well, and it's kind of, I'm going to go back. Yeah. I remember when they used to talk about, you know, sitting at a movie and the picture of popcorn would pop up to make you thirsty or whatever. You
subliminal.
Know, one frame in the subliminal. And this is, there's some, I want to say,
and
subliminal.
That became illegal.
And and things that they're, you know, the social media organizations are tracking. I mean, you Google search something, there's an algorithm that captures that, and that's why you then get pop-ups.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not just the advertising piece, right? That is still a choice. Like,
sure.
If you see an ad, you're either drawn to it and you want to buy it or you don't.
Right.
It's a choice. What bothers me about all of this, or I feel like needs the awareness, is that if you go and you start Googling mattresses to purchase, for example, and you'll get all those ads, right? But you'll also get stuff on insomnia and all these other articles and maybe some, you know, odd conspiracy theories about why you're not sleeping. And so it's that, the rabbit hole, that I think we just need to all become aware of.
Absolutely.
And one thing that I think is a good segue to introducing Dreamweaver and about her talk about this is one of the things we learned at this No Smartphones was that someone went to show pictures of a vacation and couldn't.
Yeah.
And she had to come up with the story.
You know, and we don't know how to tell stories anymore.
And we don't know how to tell stories anymore. And that's a kind of a good segue, I think, into what Dreamweaver's speech is
about. Well, welcome.
Thank
you for being here.
Thanks, Jack. Ben is my experience as both a heavy-duty technologist and then how we find that balance both in our work and in our personal life for interacting with nature and the role that that plays. So it's going to be a really, really cool event coming up.
Well, and before we went on the air, I was talking about how on recent vacation, we sat around a campfire in North Carolina, and it was like the true original social media and just some meditation. And literally I found kind of almost like the breathing deeper, slowing down, and sure. enjoying not looking at my phone.
Sure. And that's a big part of the awareness that we're trying to bring to this event, because a lot of people forget that we're dependent on nature. We're not dependent on our technology. If our phone dies, it might be inconvenient, but right. we're going to live. If yeah. we lose contact, right, if we lose contact with fresh air and clean water, then it's really going to have an effect on our ability to survive.
It's kind of the basic needs, right?
Exactly. So this event really is to show that there is a balance that we can have, and it's really important to just be aware that our choices in our technology and how we promote our businesses through technology really play a role in how we all develop together and interact together.
And it's some of the statistics and the data. I mean, first off, it's alarming how much time we spend on our phones or just screen time, whether it's on the, in front of the computer at work, all of these things that are going on, and that we're not even having one-on-one conversations.
No, half of Americans believe that they don't have a meaningful conversation during a day.
Half.
That's 50%. And so what that, you know, you could say, oh, well, you know, what does that do? Well, that's isolation.
Yeah.
So while people say, oh, we're better connected than we ever have been, the stats are proving that we're not feeling that way.
No.
Anyway, mental health issues are massive mental health issues surrounding this. Particularly, I mean, we have the statistics for suicide in the younger population, you know, 18 to 24. But this isn't just young people.
Right.
You know, this is, I think what it is that, you know, we have these artificial social structures, but we've forgotten what's real. And that's why we're calling this a real social event, because it is a device-free event.
Uh-huh.
And you can bring your devices, but we'll take them away from you in one manner or another.
And check them.
And then, you know, it's having that real environment where we're not taking pictures of things. I mean, eating real food is so much better than taking photos of it, isn't it? And
right.
so, you know, and so those kinds of things. And then the cool part about this, I think, is once we have the social hour and these brief talks, they're only like 15 minutes apiece. It'll be fun. There's a lot of humor built into these.
Yeah.
And because really the ridiculousness of some of what we do every day is humorous.
You know, oh, it
you
is.
You have to look at it. But then my favorite part, I think, is going to be when the lights come up and we just have an open discussion with everyone there. The tables at the Henry Strader Theater will be like at the Follies, if you've mm-hmm. been, you know, those four tops.
Yeah.
And so it's just going to be conducive to an open discussion. And I think people are going to want to continue to research. We'll also give, you know, places that you can get more information and data, like at the Center for Humane Technology and things like that. But there is a shift happening. Even mm-hmm. Miller Beer, you know, from
right.
the advertising standpoint, has a new campaign now, granted it's on YouTube and everything, where they're saying, stop friending us on social media. Don't follow
right.
us. Go have a real beer with someone.
Isn't it amazing how the pendulum swings and what we see in society and how this is, you know, and there's a place for technology and then a pendulum, you know, but park your phone, sit down, have a conversation. We all talk about at the restaurant, a whole family sitting there looking on their phones the whole time and not speaking once. And
it's not real.
No.
And that is the trend in technology. Having been in it, to have seen what the trends go back and forth, you know, I started in tech before social media.
Uh-huh.
And then to see how that progressed and then exploded, and then how people became dependent on it.
Wow.
The technology, even in the artificial intelligence world, is starting to swing in the other direction now, because people realize that there's a lot of great things that come out of technology, mm-hmm. but there's also a lot of things that we need to be aware of.
And what would the definition of artificial intelligence be? Because when I think of it, I think of robots. Mm-hmm. But artificial
The Center for Humane Technology, I probably have one answer to this, and Dreamweaver probably has another. But, I mean, the Center for Humane Technology talks about it being, you know, a creation of an avatar voodoo doll, if you will. So every
okay.
movement we make, and not just on our phones, but on our Fitbits, on our Pelotons, and it's not just social media, because everyone likes to point at that, but it's news feeds, it's
right.
everything, creates this voodoo doll of us. And make no mistake, all of these tech companies, their stock price is directly related to how much screen time we have and what our addiction is to the attention we get on those screens.
Wow.
And so all of that content is filtering, is driven for that. It is stealing our time. And I pretend it is stealing our intelligence and our humankind also. You know, like they're saying that our humankind is degrading. You know, humanity is degrading while technology advances. And one thing I thought that was a very interesting point about this is they said artificial intelligence doesn't have to take over the smart part of us. It has to take over the weakest parts of us. And that's what it's doing right now.
And taking advantage of those things that we aren't aware of, which is what your event on January 15th at the Strader Theater from 5 to 8 is peeling away the layers and just becoming aware of what this does. Just like you've mentioned before, and I've talked about, if you smoke, that's your choice. You know that it's bad. Well, if you choose to be on your phone 8 hours at night or whatever, well, that's your choice. But just be aware of what that's doing.
It's doing too.
I was going to add, as far as artificial intelligence, like at its simplest in technology, it's just the ability of a computer to think and learn, like visual and speech recognition. Mm-hmm. So a lot of us don't even realize that AI is in our life every single day. If you have Alexa or you watch Netflix or you do a Google search, that's all AI in the background. And it plays a role, but it should be secondary to natural intelligence.
So do I need to, like, you know, disconnect and I'm scared?
I don't know.
I know.
Don't be scared. Yeah. I think, you know, anything that you're aware of,
yeah,
we can make sure that we know the good parts about it,
sure,
right? You know? So I think that that's the key, is that there is this awareness happening. We have been, our subconscious minds have been taken away from us a little. I mean, all of us have experienced when we go into the grocery store and someone's super pissed at you that you haven't seen for a while because you didn't say, I'm sorry that I heard your mother
right.
died on Facebook. Well, if I didn't hear, if I'm not on Facebook, if I don't pay attention to it,
right,
how would I know? But then they're mad at you. All of a sudden, you've become a bad friend.
Yeah.
And that's not real.
Or you didn't like,
you know,
something that I
right.
posted. And I've
right.
had those conversations.
Absolutely.
Somebody's like, you didn't like what I'm
right.
like, I'm sorry, I didn't see.
And if you were to tell that person, like, sit them down, their conscious mind would never have done that to you.
No.
It's their so what's happening is good people who, you know, are forgetting what real connection is about. And that's what we're trying to create. I hope that we do more of, like, I hope the offshoot of this is people just go do this.
Right.
You know? And, you know, start to have these conversations and learn. And
well,
you know.
I always use the example. You're talking about this. I remember going to my son's football games, and I would get on videotape his kicking a field goal or whatever. And I found myself more worried about videotaping than I did being in the moment. And I finally, my son Avery said, Dad, we videotape the games. Quit doing this.
Right.
And I enjoyed the game so much more when I put my phone down and actually right. immersed myself in the game. I became part of the experience instead of trying to capture it and save it forever, you know?
Right. And that's actually part of what you were talking about earlier, that being present.
Yeah.
Sitting in front of a campfire and watching the
embers
fire,
glow,
it's,
yeah.
It's being present in everything that we do. And whether it's your business or your work life or your personal life, we all have a lot of distractions, and a lot of those distractions come from the technology that we're using.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure that fire didn't judge you either.
No.
Or you weren't worried about whether that one flame liked it.
No, it was like I was liking it because, one, it provided warmth, it provided meditation, it provided self-reflection. I mean, all these things that when I look back and I go, I had no idea I was experiencing that. Mm-hmm. So in the interest of time, we've
yes.
got about a minute. Give me the who, what, when, where, why.
Okay, so it's a real social event. You'll see some of our posters around town. We have, you'll see a big WTF, which you can imagine what that stands for, but that's pretty much what it is. It's Wednesday, January 15th, 5 to 8. Henry Strader Theater. Tickets are $30. It's an Eventbrite event, so you should be able to find it on there at Real Social Event 2020. Or another easy link is just go to mobileideabar.com, and it's at the very top of that. You don't have
okay.
to look at the rest of it, but it's at the link is at the very top to the tickets. And like I said, it's $30. If you're coming from further away, the Strader's offering special room rates as well.
Oh, very
which
cool.
Was super nice of them.
Well, definitely check this all out. Again, it's on January 15th, and I can guarantee it will push you a little bit out of your comfort zone, but in such a good way and rewarding.
Yes. Get us more comfortable out of our comfort zone.
Okay. Okay. Well, we're going to sign off. I got to send it back to the studios, and I'll give you guys hugs.
Thanks, Jack.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening. You've been listening to Chamber Chat, and Happy New Year to everybody. Back to the studios.